Across America, the police state is growing. If you are in law enforcement or in the military and you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who took your oath to protect and defend the Constitution seriously, and you see training and indoctrination that supports the police state, notify Radio Free Readout at once so we can inform others. You can do this confidentially. Your email and any other information will never be made public without your permission. Remember, if you see something, say something.
Lie down and then you with poop.
Initiating startup sequence.
Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Did you hear the explosion from your position?
Yes, we did. As a matter of fact, we heard it, and because I was just like standing there pretty much looking out the window, I didn't see what caused it or if there was an impact.
So you have no idea right now?
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit. Right? Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion. My God, it's right in the middle of the building.
This one into the east tower.
Yes. Yes. Right in the middle of the building. And right now, that was definitely looked like it was on purpose.
You saw a plane?
Yes, I just saw a plane go into the building.
As you look at the picture from our chopper now arriving at the scene, Jim Friedel in Hoboken said it appeared to bank sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
There's another one.
Oh,
my goodness, there's another
this
one.
This seems to be on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
Another
now
plane?
Now it's obvious, I think, that there's a second plane just crashed into the World Trade Center.
A lot of uncertainty right now as to what is happening. You can see there are choppers. I believe that could be a police helicopter that is... Oh!
Wow.
We just saw...
Oh, my goodness. You are looking at another live picture right now. Oh, my goodness.
Of what I believe was a plane that just hit another plane.
This
tower
does not
two.
Look like an accident of any kind at this point. Another plane has hit Tower 2, the Twin Towers.
You hate to say the words, but what comes to mind right now, terrorist attack. That is what it looks like at this point.
I think we have a terrorist attack of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture.
I think we have a terror attack of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture. That has got to be the quote of the decade right there. At that moment, exactly 10 years ago today, we had no idea the magnitude of what our country was facing at that moment. Because what most of us didn't fully comprehend was that our nation would, from that moment on, be coming under relentless assault as a result. Our nation has changed forever. I was watching a Talking Head morning show this morning, and I can't even remember which one it was. But one guy said this: we've spent trillions of dollars to create the illusion that everything is normal, but nothing is normal. Nothing about America is the same. And he wasn't talking about assaults from terrorists. At least that's not how I took it. I took it to mean assaults on our freedoms and liberties in the name of security to keep us safer. As a nation, we were willing to give up freedom for security, and as a result, we have neither. The result? Now we have a nation of informants where people are encouraged to report their fellow citizens if they appear suspicious. We have a government that increasingly monitors and tracks U.S. citizens, making criminals where before there were none, creating suspicion and paranoia among the populace, and redefining the very word terrorist, turning patriots into so-called potential domestic terror threats. We accepted the Patriot Act because we were led to believe, and we wanted our government, our supposed protectors, our leaders, we were led to believe they would use it as a tool to go after the Islamic extremist terrorists that attacked our country. But since then, they've turned it on patriotic American citizens and are using it to justify their power grab and to neutralize any opposition to their agenda to destroy America. And it's working. That's one of the things we'll be mentioning in the news and commentary section coming up in just a moment. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and it is so good to be back with you all. Thanks for all of your letters of support, for the links, for the suggestions and feedback. I love hearing from you, the listeners out there in the American Redoubt, and those of you across the Fruited Plains, and sometimes even from other countries. As most of you know, Violet Sabo sat in for me the week before last, and Anya was kind enough to get Violet's combo check shot out to you all. They did a great job last week. Lots of positive feedback, and just to let you know, I passed on all your letters of support. I passed those on to Violet, and she was very appreciative and encouraged by it. Just makes her want to do more, which is good, because the youth are a powerful force in a movement, and we need all the patriotic young people we can get. And I know there are a lot of you out there, so be ready, because generations to come will be counting on you making a stand for freedom and American principles and for preserving our Judeo-Christian heritage. Now, we got buried in emails this week, and although I got a chance to get back to just about all of you, many of you I wrote that I'd write more at length by this weekend. And I'm sorry, but I didn't get back to every one of you, but I will. Just might take me a day or two longer to get caught up, but I haven't forgotten you. And I'll take I'll talk a little bit about that in just a little bit. But first, the news. Stories that could affect you as liberty-loving, God-fearing American patriots. And some of these stories forcing many of you into the American Redoubt, or what will possibly emerge as other safe havens and redoubts in the future. Of course, most of us are all aware of the wild goose chase going on after the Department of Homeland Security received a credible but an unverified threat that three guys are sneaking around planning terrorist attacks to coincide with events memorializing the 9/11 attacks. Well, after billions of dollars, thousands and thousands of man hours, thousands of newly installed surveillance cameras, and scores of vehicle checkpoints without warrants, just to name a few measures, the monitor lizards in New York City are touting that the See Something, Say Something campaign is a huge success. What? Why? Did they catch the terrorists? Did they nab the bad guy? Well, no, not exactly. At the time this story broke, the huge success was measured based on this. Normally, they receive 100 tips from citizens about suspicious persons or vehicles, but as of yesterday, they had received 200 tips from the citizens by noon. Wow, that is great. So by day's end, they're on track to increase citizens snitching on each other by a whopping 400%. Kudos to New York City and DHS for spending the additional millions of dollars worth of radio and television airtime to run your See Something, Say Something ads. I wasn't using that tax money for anything anyway. It was just laying around, so glad I could help. Meanwhile, the Mall of America has implemented its own counterterrorism task force and claims it has one of the best such programs in the world. Of course, there are a lot of people who don't quite see it the same way. While NPR, staying true to its own colors, which is varying shades of yellow, their article places emphasis on the Mall of America's statistics of disproportionately targeting minorities. instead of the real story, which is that regardless of ethnicity or gender, it's American citizens of all colors that are being singled out. They're being monitored, followed, interrogated, and even referred to law enforcement agencies where these U.S. citizens are finding themselves placed on terror watch lists maintained by fusion centers. All these things are forcing on us an environment that necessitates the emergence of redoubts, like the American redoubt. More cases to make the point that we're rushing headlong toward a police state. And now we're seeing the case made that domestic terrorism is growing and the number of cases is increasing, and they're paving the way and creating the need for more funding. They say that there are gaps in the intelligence community and that in order to solve the problem, they need A, more money and lots of it, and B, they need a streamlined, centralized system to share information more quickly and efficiently. And I promise you, nothing good will come from that. And not only are we facing an ever-increasing threat from tyranny on the government level, we're facing security threats at an alarming rate on the street level in America. We've been following this flash mob phenomenon, or should I say epidemic, since before they became dangerous and violent, at least before they were at the proportions that they're reaching. A Texas store clerk was victimized when dozens of hoodlums and punks flooded into a convenience store and began throwing merchandise, and then started carrying armloads of loot out the door. When the store clerk tried to shut the doors and stop one thief carrying stolen merchandise, the crowd brutally attacked the clerk, nearly killing him before a couple people pulled him from the crowd. Violence happens spontaneously, without warning, which is all the more reason to be armed if you consider yourself to be a free U.S. citizen. Just like the young man in Philadelphia this week, the Blaze ran this story earlier in the week. A Philadelphia college student put his firearm carry permit to good use Monday as he shot it out with a would-be robber, hitting him twice. Robert Eels, a 21-year-old Temple University student, was in front of his off-campus house smoking a cigarette at 1:30 a.m. Monday, when a group of teenagers approached him and asked for money. The main suspect, who is 15 years old, allegedly then attempted to rob Eels, who refused the demand for cash. At that point, police say the suspects started shooting and hit Eels in the stomach. But Eels was able to fight back. He drew his own legal pistol and fired, hitting the attacker in the chest and leg. School officials say Eels is recovering at Temple University Hospital. He has a license to carry the weapon that he used, and he faces no charges in the incident. The suspect is also in the hospital and will face aggravated assault and attempted robbery charges. Police are searching for two accomplices. Now, that surprises me, coming out of Philadelphia, that a citizen can be armed legally. That's awesome. In New York, they'd prosecute the victim for using excessive force. And I don't know why the would-be robber isn't facing attempted murder charges. Hey, have you heard about the massive power outage this week in California that left millions in the dark, in the sweltering heat, and brought traffic to a standstill? That was a power system failure that resulted from an employee tripping the power supply from Arizona. Apparently, these things happen all the time, but normally, a computerized automated system flips switches and reroutes power from other parts of the grid to compensate. And most utility customers aren't even aware that anything ever even happened. The utility people are looking into it, but it should serve as a reminder of just how fragile our electrical grid is in this country. I wonder how many people went into panic mode for the first few minutes, thinking it was an EMP. Then you look at your cell phone and it's still working just fine, and sigh of relief. Conservative political action group Family Research Council is in the spotlight this week after being accused of, quote, targeting blacks with its radio ad campaign calling for support of legislation that would protect marriage. Take a listen.
Alert! Marriage is at risk in our state. Our laws defining marriage as the union of one man and one woman could be overturned. Take a stand for marriage. Call Representative Earlene Parman and ask her to vote yes on the marriage amendment.
Earlene Parman tells WXII 12 News she'll vote no on the marriage amendment next week in Raleigh. This is the same Forsyth County Democrat who was the primary sponsor of the marriage amendment back in 2008. Parman says she hasn't changed her mind about gay marriage. She still believes it should only be between a man and a woman. What has changed, however, is the politics. Parman says Republicans are using gay marriage to get conservative voters to turn out for the 2012 presidential election.
That's right. Politics over principle. That's pretty much what we've come to expect from most of our elected officials, isn't it? And so Jar Jar Binks, or Representative Earlene Parman. Doesn't she look like Jar Jar Binks when you watch the video? That's funny. She will vote against it because she thinks this is just an effort to get conservative voters out on the presidential election in 2012. So she'll vote against the legislation to protect marriage. How shallow can you get? This is the kind of stuff people are getting sick and tired of. This is the kind of thing that made you and me say, enough is enough. And the Tea Party was born. And the 9/12 Project was born. And Oath Keepers was born. And many others. Ordinary Americans who are tired of it and aren't going to take it anymore. Of course, with the help of the left-leaning socialist globalist slipstream media, enemies of American principles are on a mission to demonize and chastise lovers of liberty. And that mentality is permeating our Kool-Aid drinking masses, resulting in things like video games, where the player can shoot zombies resembling conservative personalities like Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, Sean Hannity, and many others. And look where it's gotten us. Patriots are now the problem. This story comes from FoxNews.com. Days before the 10th anniversary of 9/11, a leader from a group in Massachusetts is calling on public schools in one town to ban students from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, saying it has no educational value, and the pressure it places on children to participate makes his skin crawl, the Boston Globe reported. Martin Rosenthal, the co-chair of Brookline Political Action for Peace, or Brookline PACs, told the newspaper the pledge puts kids in an uncomfortable situation and doesn't belong in schools. Martin Rosenthal, communist to the core, calls on Brookline Public Schools to ban the Pledge of Allegiance. The group therefore will ask town meeting voters in November to pass a non-binding, thank God, resolution on the ban in area public schools. The pledge is recited once a week in Brookline Public Schools. That's all, once a week. It is said during morning announcements, and children are afforded the opportunity not to participate. Why? Supporters of the ban say these children are often criticized by classmates and the ban would help stop the bullying. Good! You should be chastised or bullied if you refuse to say the Pledge of Allegiance in class, in my opinion. In fact, I think whoever made the decision to let kids decide not to say the Pledge of Allegiance should be bullied too. Links to all those stories are in our highlights and resources posting for today's show, including the link to Tessa's latest Prepper Tips newsletter over at Ready Nutrition. I want to encourage you to go and check that out and sign up to receive your own copy for free, sent out every week. Great stuff. Also, when you're surfing the web and you want to keep your IP address hidden, you can use a proxy search tool. Now, we use Proxify.com a lot. No affiliation with Radio Free Redoubt. It's just the one that we like to use. If you know of a better one, pass it along to us and we'll check it out. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about ham radio. It won't be boring or too technical, but so many of you have emailed about the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. We want to address it. Plus, it's foundational information for today's main theme, building the network. You're listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. It's good to be back.
Radio Free Redoubt is a strong proponent of disaster preparedness and self-sufficient living. Although we touch on the topic from time to time, we're not a resource which specializes in those areas. However, among the hundreds of resources that are out there, we've come across some that we found to be particularly useful. You'll find some of those in a list of links about halfway down the page on the right at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com. In fact, they are the resources that we use. If you know of a resource that has been exceptionally useful to you and would like to see it added to our list of links, email the links to us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com.
In the event of a disaster, the likelihood of communications going down, such as cell phone services, is very high. To communicate using your CB radio, MERS radio, FRS, or GMRS personal two-way radio, simply tune to Channel 3. Click on the CH3 Project button on the Radio Free Redoubt blog to learn more.
Welcome back from the break. Hey, remember the spring that would never go away? And remember wishing for summer? Well, it's here. So no complaining, because this is probably the last day of mid-90s heat we're going to have. I know everyone loves fall. That's my favorite time of year too, because that means hunting season. But on hot days like this, just remember how much you wanted summer to come. And enjoy it, because it's going away. All right, now, this week we got flooded with emails, thanks to Mr. Rawls over at Survival Blog, about the project we're working on called AMRON, or the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but among some of the emails we received were from people who aren't ham operators and want to learn more and get on board. For example, just a couple here. Let me read them to you. Here's one. I'm an active duty military member stationed in Idaho, and I own property in Utah. I recently came across this on Survival Blog. He then references the posting on Survival Blog and goes on to say, I have wanted to get into ham radio for years. Could you recommend hardware and where to get started? And then here's another one. Hi, I'm an ordinary soccer mom who knows nothing about ham radios. I am interested in learning and wonder if you could please recommend some websites to me. Thank you. Name withheld. Now, just to clear things up, I am not a ham operator yet, but I'm working on it right now. Well, not right now, but I'm studying for it. I bought a 2-meter mobile unit for the mounts in the vehicle several years ago so I could monitor ham radio traffic during emergencies. And I love listening in. Of course, you could do the same thing with a scanner, but I wanted a transceiver so in an emergency I could use it to contact others if I absolutely had to, instead of only being able to receive. Plus, I had always planned on getting my ham license. Now, for those of you who don't already know, you have to be licensed with the FCC to be able to transmit on the amateur radio bands. Okay, so let me address those emails real quick. First of all, ham operators are some of the most passionate, helpful, and selfless people you'll ever want to meet. Don't ever think that you're annoying them with questions about getting started in ham. Once you ask a question and get them started, have your notepad out and be prepared to write fast. And on that note, if any of you ham operators out there have information that you think would be helpful to the newbies, including me, please post a comment at the bottom of today's highlights and resources posting for today's show, because a lot of emails come in asking about the same thing, on how to get started in ham. I know a lot of you will think of things that I won't cover or have time to cover in today's broadcast, so I really want to hear from you. First, anyone who's in the ham world will tell you the best way to get into ham is to contact a local ham club. And finding one is really easy. We have a listing by state of clubs on the ARRL site. Post it on the right side of the blog. Just scroll down a ways and you'll see it. We've also posted those links in today's highlights and resources posting. What I did to get started studying for the test to get my license was I picked up a book. Actually, a friend bought it for me as a gift. But it's put out by the ARRL, and it's called Now You're Talking, All You Need for Your First Amateur Radio License. For me, that's the way to go, because not only for testing or getting ready for it, it's a great reference guide you can go back to long after you become a ham operator. I recommend that. It was recommended to me by others. And then there are a ton of sites on the internet that are easy, straightforward, informative, and understandable. Don't get intimidated by the word test. You don't have to know Morse code anymore to get your basic technician license. And you can test out at any of your local ham clubs. Super easy, really inexpensive, like 10 or 20 bucks to take your test. And I think it's only a 35 question test. Is that right? I think that's right for the technician class license. As far as recommended equipment, well, I know it's like anything else. You can spend as little or as much as you want to get into it. But what I did was I bought a Radio Shack mobile radio that I could mount in a vehicle. I can also hook it to a 12-volt converter and run it in my house or off a battery in my house. The 2-meter band operates in the 144 to 148 megahertz range. It's probably one of the most popular bandwidths out there. Again, don't be intimidated by any of this. Soccer mom or anyone else. Children have ham licenses. We've posted several links to help you get pointed in the right direction. And don't forget to keep checking back on today's highlights and posting page for comments from other hams. Some of the other letters we've received over the last week from licensed ham operators from across the redoubt, from all over the country, actually, and even Canada. For those of you, to answer your questions, yes is the answer. Absolutely, we're interested in hearing from ham operators outside the American redoubt. You're what we refer to as OARs, or outside the American redoubt, redoubters. As a couple of you mentioned, outside information is helpful and maybe absolutely critical because, like I've mentioned before, the American redoubt is likely just one of the many redoubts that emerge as things continue to deteriorate culturally, economically, and so forth. So, although the AMRON project is intended to connect the American redoubt, it certainly will be a tool connecting with other redoubts. There's a strong potential for a Texas redoubt and a Utah redoubt, just to name a couple. We're extremely appreciative of your support and willingness to get on board with the American Redoubt Operators Network. However, it's important that you know what it is you're saying you want to be a part of. This isn't an ordinary disaster communications network. This is a network where the operators are redoubters at heart. Specifically designed to not only act as links connecting the American redoubt, but also to perpetuate and advance the American redoubt movement. Not right away, but to be in place and getting ready for a bigger mission. I strongly recommend you listen to our previous broadcasts on the Podbean player and read the American redoubt articles page so that you can have a real clear understanding about what our vision is. But we need to start building that network now, and I'll start getting into the details of that right after the break. And don't feel left out if you're not a ham operator either, not by any means. We've got a message for the rest of you coming up in just a couple of minutes, so stay right there.
Mark Twain shared this insight. He said, "In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, however, the timid join him. For then, it costs nothing to be a patriot." He's right. But now, more than ever, we cannot afford brave patriots to be a scarcity. They must be found in abundance. There may soon come a time when being a patriot without cost will be all but impossible. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Help keep a watchful eye out for tyranny and the police state. If you see something, say something.
If you are a God-fearing patriot and love liberty and the spirit of America, you may be feeling like a foreigner in your own country. If that sounds like you, then the American Redoubt might be the right move for you. The momentum is building, and many families are taking refuge among like-minded patriots all across the inland Pacific Northwest. If you are considering joining the hundreds of families that are moving to higher ground, then check out the resources located at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com and click on the tab labeled Relocate.
Are you a licensed ham operator? If so, the American Redoubt Movement needs your help. To support the mission of keeping the American Redoubt connected in a Teotihuacan situation, Radio Free Redoubt is working on a project to build a network of patriotic amateur radio operators who consider themselves redoubters. Your skills will be critical in rebuilding and advancing the American Redoubt Movement after Teotihuacan. Please email us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com to find out how you can partner with Radio Free Redoubt in this critical and time-sensitive project. Your input and ideas are greatly appreciated. Thank you, ham operators, for what you do.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Redoubt.
And it goes a little something like this.
And it goes a little something like this. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host tonight, and we're shouting it out across the American Redoubt. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, the safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving Americans fleeing the globalist agenda that is dismantling the once great United States of America. How's that for gloom and doom, emotionalistic fear-mongering for you? Of course, for some people, it's a reality. I was talking to a very good friend of mine this morning who is trapped up in the upstate New York, where on 9/11... the newspapers are running full-length front-page human interest stories about how struggling Muslims in America are trying to fit in a country where people are suspicious of them. Yeah, and for good reason, too. But the nation we enjoy here in the American Redoubt doesn't exist in that part of the country. In fact, it's not even a distant memory. They've purged American ideals from the minds of the citizens there, with very few exceptions. As if our heritage never existed at all. It's gone. Our Judeo-Christian American heritage is extinct already in many parts of our own country. And it's spreading like a cancer. That's why we're doing this. That's why the American Redoubt is building momentum. Here's a shout out to you, Thunder. Keep working on your plans and get here this coming spring. So, no matter what it takes. And that goes for the rest of you, from California to Illinois. Just remember to leave California at the border. Don't bring it with you. Leave it there. Okay, for you non-ham operators, and for those of you redoubters who probably never will become ham operators, you still need to be able to communicate. Three fundamentals you need to burn into your brain. You have to be able to shoot, move, and communicate. Right now, it's about communicate. Set the shoot and move to the side. Nothing to shoot at right now. There's no Chinese invasion going on. But keep practicing. Anyway, as a general communication tool, we started the CH3 project. It's an offshoot of a loose network of survival retreat groups and individuals we started a few years ago to be able to link up in a Teotihuacan event using CB radios, FRS radios, and MERS radios. So you use channel 3 with no subchannels, sometimes called privacy codes, to communicate with other redoubters if need be. And you monitor those channels for information and updates from other redoubters. Now, I know all the arguments about potential disinformation and that anyone could get on there claiming to be a redoubter and say anything or whatever. Oh, you want to go with your plan instead? No, because I'm all ears. Until things change, we now have a way to contact others of like mind. So I strongly recommend a scanner, like a police scanner, because you can program the CH3 frequencies into those as well. So you can monitor those channels. And those frequencies are listed on our CH3 page, by the way. And you can get to that by clicking on the CH3 tab on the blog just under the Stream Monster player that you're probably listening to right now if you're listening live. So if you don't already have one, you need to get either a CB radio, FRS radios, or MERS radios so you can communicate and link up with others. Because without that or a scanner, if you're not a ham operator, you're going to be out of the loop for information and for being involved in the American Redoubt movement, which is our hope and our attempt to preserve our American ideals. That's how you'll likely receive information from others, including ham operators, which brings me to AMRON, the project we're developing called the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. Thank you, by the way, for those of you who've already contacted us about joining that network. What we're going to do for right now is file those contacts away while we work on the other parts of that project, because OPSEC and COMSEC are of utmost importance. That's operation security and communication security. We don't want to unnecessarily toss your call sign out there for the world to see, because that could compromise PERSEC, which is personal information security. Then over the next couple of weeks, we'll be contacting you with more information. Some of you I'm going to actually write sooner than that because I told you I would. But the rest of you, stand by, because as we put this together, we'll be contacting you with more. And it will definitely be looking forward to hearing feedback and input from you guys as well as we go along. But security is of the utmost importance. I'm also talking to some other hams and gathering information that'll help in this. If any of you have ideas, input that we can incorporate into this, that'd be great. But as part of the network or AMRON, we're asking our ham operators to be willing to rebroadcast intelligence and other information to other redoubters out over the CH3 frequencies as well, if you can, or at least be willing to pass it along to someone else who can rebroadcast information and intelligence over the CH3 frequencies on separate radios. And that's why it's called a network. But you need to know where others are in your area and what frequencies to monitor, either with a scanner or a CH3 capable radio or a ham radio. Simplicity and efficiency, at least as much as possible, combined with relative security, is the strategy. Is that making sense at all? This is going to get better, but let me just explain how it works. Let's say we have a ham operator in Bozeman, one in Spokane, and one in Sheridan, and one who is in Texas, who have all signed on to be part of AMRON, the network. The Texas radio operator is an OAR, outside of the American Redoubt, operator. Now, in a Teotihuacan situation, the Texas OAR might be getting confirmed reports of, let's say, citizens being rounded up for their extremist right-wing views who happen to have firearms they've legally purchased but who filled out paperwork. There's a hypothetical scenario. And an Oath Keeper police officer who was at the detention facility puts the word out to our Texas OAR, who he happens to be friends with, that these detainees are being transported to a larger facility in South Dakota, for example. Now, in a situation where the general population is clueless to these new developments, that might be something to pass along to let other patriots inside and out of the American Redoubt that the situation is, to let them know that the situation is deteriorating or escalating. Because in that kind of a situation, not seeing something like that even coming could make all the difference in the world as far as the final outcome. Information helps you make decisions, informed decisions. Now, in this hypothetical scenario, the other AMRON operators in Bozeman, Spokane, and Sheridan are alerted by the Texas OAR operator, who then relay the information to other AMRON operators across the American Redoubt, maybe who are operating on a different band as the Texas OAR operator. Maybe the outside the American Redoubt OAR operator shot the message out on 80 meter, and only one of the other AMRON operators received it, so he retransmits to others on bands and frequencies that he knows they use. As they all begin rebroadcasting this information over the airwaves, then non-ham operators monitoring the AMRON broadcasts on scanners or ham radios of their own, acting as what are called relays, retransmit the intel across the CH3 frequencies to their own local areas, towns, communities, valley, wherever you happen to be living. The operators, known as relays, are volunteers who've contacted us in advance and who will be contacting us over the next coming weeks and months, hopefully years, saying, hey, I want to become part of the AMRON as a relay. I'm not a ham operator, but count me in wherever I can be used. Great. Then everyone else out there in your region and local area monitoring CH3 can be informed by you. Now, how exactly to do that while keeping everything like personal information as secure and confidential as possible is what we'll be covering in the next segment. And this is where it gets really cool. This is the good stuff coming up. So stick around. I'll be with you in just a moment.
Please remember to support local businesses whenever you have a choice, especially support Patriot-owned businesses. This will strengthen the American Redoubt. Look for businesses that advertise in conservative publications or in church or Christian business directories. Of course, we all need accountability, so don't neglect to check references and get competing bids when appropriate.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
If you're an amateur radio operator and you believe in the American Readout movement, contact us today to find out how you can join the American Readout Radio Operators Network.
Now, some of you in your emails mention that a network is needed and that it would be better done sooner than later. And I agree, which is why we're doing this. And this is just the beginning. This is probably one of the most important projects we've undertaken because keeping the American Redoubt connected and informed is a critical component for its survival as a movement. If, for example, certain websites and blogs are targeted and pulled down off the internet, that would pretty much be the end of the momentum. Not saying it couldn't continue, but it would take a while to get back up off the ground. Oh, while I'm thinking of it, we also had a couple listeners write in asking if we broadcast Radio Free Redoubt on shortwave, and you asked for the times and frequencies of those broadcasts. Well, unfortunately, we don't have a shortwave broadcast. And to be honest, I'm not really sure how to do that, but it's something we'd really like to break into, and soon. I'm not sure what all the rules are because on some shortwave broadcasts, you can't broadcast any music of any kind. And there's some other rules too. Our old-time radio broadcasts are open source and royalty-free, but they also have music tracks in a lot of them. And is there a workaround on that? If someone out there can give me some ideas or suggestions, that'd be really appreciated because we've had so many people ask us about that over the last few months. Or if there are any shortwave operators out there who would like to rebroadcast previous Radio Free Redoubt shows, we definitely want to pick your brains about that. Let us know how we can go about doing that. All right, back to the network, the American Redoubt Network and the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. How to make it as secure as possible. One listener, a ham operator, he wrote this. OPSEC will be compromised on HF. That's the high frequency radio ham operators, since we will be using FCC call signs. No way around that. The coming times will test our endurance, and I count on our faith in the Lord to sustain all of us. Prayer to God should be our first hailing channel. Amen. Thank you, and may God continue to bless you all. Well, he's right about that. The coming times will test our endurance, but maybe there is a way around that. Talking about compromising OPSEC by using FCC call signs, or at least I think there's a way to delay being compromised. What we've done is broken down the American Redoubt into regions and communities so that you can be part of the network and especially so that you can know what redoubters that you have around you, or at least how many. to encourage you and increase your chances of making contact with others of like-minded, because our statistic program for our blog, it simply shows that we have a visitor from, say, Spokane, Washington. Well, we see that 4, maybe 5 times a day, but we have no idea or no way of knowing if it's 4 or 5 different people or the same person coming back and visiting 4 and 5 times a day, every day. And we do get some of those. But if there are 3 or 4 redoubters in your town or 7 to 10 of them in your county, you want to know. Because as the American redoubt grows, we're all going to need to be able to communicate with each other. And this is how it works. First, email us with your pseudonym, a username, if you please, that you make up. One that you want other people to use when contacting you using CH3. Let us know your city, county, and state. Of course, this will all be kept confidential. Plus, we don't want you to use any personal information when contacting us. Not that we don't trust us, but it's just a good habit not to use any personal information over the internet, or at least minimize it. We don't need personal information from you. Not necessary. But what we're going to do is respond, letting you know what region you are in. For example, if you email that your name is Gunslinger from such and such a city, county, and state, we'll match that up with our index and email you back, letting you know that you're Gunslinger living in Tokyo, District 2. Tokyo, of course, being the example of a pseudonym name for where you actually live. From that point forward, if we have intel or a message that we need to relay on the air, it would sound something like, here's a message for Gunslinger in Tokyo, District 2. Your AMRON operator needs you to contact him via CB radio tonight. Just like that. If you know you have 4 other network redoubters in your community, but don't know who they are, you can simply call out the hailing call sign, X-Ray, to hail another redoubter, any other redoubter. Redoubt X-Ray, this is Redoubt Golf. That's how Gunslinger would attempt to contact an unknown redoubter. Now, if you want to be added to the AMRON network but aren't a ham operator, you can let us know what capacity you'd like to volunteer and be a part of the AMRON network and where you might fit in that. For example, on the AMRON page, you'd be listed as, say, a relay, and what primary and secondary radio you'll be using for monitoring or relaying. If you have a scanner, let us know that. If you have a CB and an FRS, or an FRS and a MERS radio, whatever you have that you'll be using to communicate and monitor with, let us know that. You'll see how all this is going to work when we get the AMRON page posted. I hope that's clear. But if not, don't freak out. We'll be posting that on our CH3 page and our AMRON page in the next day or two. Plus, you can always go to the Podbean player this week and re-listen to this podcast, this broadcast again, or download it. Okay, for you ham operators, and especially all of you who've already emailed us with your call signs, we're going to keep that confidential, your call signs, for right now. And we'll continue to unless we get specific permission to publicize that. But there's not a need to at this point anyway. And this is why. You'll do the same thing as everyone else. Contact us with your pseudonym, your city, county, and state. You can send us your FCC call sign, but we won't make that public. We'll stash that away. And if we have it, we can at least convey it to someone else, you know, who will be able to get a hold of you. That's up to you. But basically, your pseudonym, city, county, and state. Then we'll email you to let you know where you're at on our regional directory index. And we want to know what band and frequencies you plan to use as primary and secondary, including your repeater freaks. And if you're capable of broadcasting on any of the CH3 freaks, because we can let other redoubters, especially the relay volunteers in your area, know that. Now, keep in mind, we're not focusing on networking at this time. We're setting up the network, and we'll be continuously building on it. At least for now, we'll have a system in place to continue building the network of American redoubters, those OARs that are redoubt-minded, and we'll start building the system to connect them all. And it'll take some time, but now's the time to get it going. We need to hear from more of you, though, for this to work. We've got a great start, but we've got a long way to go. Now, one of the ways people are trying to network or link up is over at the Prepper Meetup blog that James Rawls has listed on the left side of his blog titled Finding Other Preppers. Now, we've included that link. I'm going to suggest that they add a regional category titled American Redoubt instead of specific states. But still, you could use the network information to put a posting up there to meet others in your area. Again, you could post under Montana, for example, and identify yourself as Gunslinger in Tokyo District 2, looking for other redoubt-minded folks, or redoubters. Anyone else living in Tokyo District 2 will immediately know they have a like-minded friend in their backyard. Important stuff. So that's how we're going to start this. That's enough information for you to digest for now. Please feel free to email us if you have any questions, though. We'll be putting a directory together as soon as each region comes up on the radar with network and AMRON members. And we'll be posting those on the AMRON page soon. So thank you all for the links to the news and intelligence. You know who you are. Very much appreciated and helpful. I know some of you suggested posting more of those news links and adding postings and articles throughout the week. And we'll continue to do that when we're able. In fact, this week we had a few midweek postings, and we'll try to do that more often as opposed to just getting updates just once a week, because once a week is when our broadcast is. So let's get this thing built. Remember, we love your feedback and suggestions and ideas for improving. So let us hear from you. Next week, we should be able to get on the topic I had originally intended to address this evening, and that's the topic of the American Redoubt, obstacles and overcoming them, or something like that. Might change the name between now and then. And it'll actually tie in with this week's building the network topic. Good stuff ahead. As usual, right after the show, we'll be airing another episode of I Was a Communist for the FBI with this week's old-time radio show titled The Rat Race. And then right after that, in about 28 minutes or so, we'll be re-airing the show you just heard in case you missed any of it. Remember to pray for those in Texas, in the Texas Redoubt, who are being ravaged by wildfires. The latest report are that over 1,500 homes have been destroyed and at least 17 people are missing. So our thoughts and prayers go out to those folks. May the Lord richly bless you and your families in all that you do. The prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the fool continues on and suffers for it. So may the Lord also bless you in your efforts to prepare for the danger ahead. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you've been listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.